Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Today, we're talking about the opioid epidemic, and we're talking to Epic Behavioral Healthcare out of St. Johns County. What is this organization doing to help, and what can you do to help them? Today, I'm joined by Brandon Cooley. He's the Operations Manager for Epic Behavioral Healthcare. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, what is Epic Behavioral Health?
Epic Behavioral Healthcare is a behavioral healthcare company that started in 1973. We stand for education, prevention, intervention, and counseling. We do everything from adult substance abuse, detox, and residential treatment, drug courts, as well as mental health for children and families, and prevention.
Okay, so let's break that down just a bit.
Okay.
Drug court, what exactly does that mean?
Drug court is a program through the courts when someone has drug-related charges or charges related to their drug use that have been excessive, to where they get involved in counseling and treatment, and there's certain levels that they step down. They'll start out with, you know, coming weekly for groups and drug tests very regularly, to stepping down over four phases. Average program length is about a year. And for someone who struggles with substance use disorder, it's very impactful because first thing, they got to call every morning to see if they have a drug test that morning. If you talk to some of our clients with long-standing history of substance use, you know, that accountability of having to get up and do something really helps the long term. They're required to get a job and have a place to stay, but also required counseling and self-help meetings like AA or NA. So it's a very valuable program.
Do you have AA and NA meetings at your facility?
We don't facilitate AA or NA, but we do offer a space. So we have several groups that actually meet at our organization, and also some that come in and do groups in our detox and residential treatment setting.
Now, we were talking off mic earlier, and you were telling me how Epic got started. It was actually for students, right?
Yes. Epic started as a prevention organization in 1973, looking at preventing substance abuse and other negative behaviors with high school teenagers. That was originally named Jam House, and it was located in downtown St. Augustine.
All right. So basically, you guys have evolved over the past 30-some-odd years.
Mm-hmm. 40-some-odd.
40-some-odd years, yeah. Math is not my my specialty. So over the past 40-some-odd years, you've evolved, and you're not only working with helping prevention in students, but also you're working with adults as well.
Yes, we've really expanded our adult programs and counseling as well as substance use related programming. In 2014, we expanded to include our detox and residential treatment facility, as well as we have children's mental health and adult mental health. Our prevention services are still there, primarily working with teens and families who are first-time offenders for drugs and alcohol for the county.
Now, you said children's mental health and adult mental health. How exactly do you help with that?
We generally treat mental health as depression, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder with kids. We don't treat a lot of the extreme mental illness like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, but we can put people in the right direction. But basically, all our mental health counseling is meant to help the individuals, you know, function better in their daily life. We do have psychiatry there, so they are able to get referred to a psychiatrist and work with the psychiatrist and the counselor as a team.
Tell me about your facility.
We actually have two facilities. When we expanded to the detox and residential treatment facility, we had to open another building. So in that facility is 10 detox beds and 6 residential treatment beds. Also housed over there is all our adult substance abuse outpatient treatment. And that's primarily our adult substance abuse location. That's 3574 US 1 South. And that's a 24-hour facility. Now our other location is 1400 Old Dixie Highway, and that houses our adult mental health, children's mental health, as well as all of our prevention programming.
Let's talk about something that it just seems to continue to grow, opioid abuse.
Yes.
Would you say that marijuana or drugs like marijuana are gateway drugs to that?
In working with teens, that was my background. I would say yes. When they're using marijuana, a lot of teens can't help but do it regularly. And eventually they're going to places where other drugs are around. So it reduces the stigma related to doing something illegal or using substances, and also puts them in situations where those substances are available.
So that's teens, young people. But what about when we're talking about older adults?
If you talk to most older adults with substance use disorders, a lot of them actually started before their mid-20s when their prefrontal cortex was still developing. This is why the drinking age is 21. But we see something very different with opioids. We see a lot of adults who actually started when they had a surgery or a medical procedure and were prescribed opioids and took them maybe longer than needed or didn't want to stop and got involved in other opioids, trying to get them, you know, from doctor shopping and as well turning to street opioids such as heroin.
Tell me about the team that works with those that are addicted to opiates.
We have a specific team called the opioid treatment team. It includes a clinician, a care coordinator, as well as nursing staff and the doctors are involved. And the opioid treatment team's goal is to get clients involved in medication-assisted treatment utilizing long-acting naltrexone or Vivitrol. Our care coordinator serves as the warm handoff between the hospital as well as DCF, Family Integrity Program, and we're also working with the St. Johns County Jail. And what this medication-assisted treatment or Vivitrol does is it's a long-acting opioid antagonist. It's also used to treat alcohol as well. And it blocks those receptor sites from receiving opioids. It's a month-long injection, so it lasts about 28 days. And when that is in someone's system and they go to use, say, an opiate, those receptor sites are blocked and they're unable to actually get a high from it, which prevents a relapse. The other great side effect that we've seen with a lot of our clients is their cravings are drastically reduced, not only for opiates and alcohol, but other drugs that they may have gotten into. So we've had a lot of successes, specifically with some of our drug court clients and clients who we'd seen at the recovery center.
So some may say that you're trading one medication for another.
Some do say that with the magnitude of the opioid epidemic in the U.S. We're seeing the country kind of change to a harm reduction standpoint because so many people are dying. Now, with Vivitrol, there is no high associated with it. When you get off of it, there's no withdrawal. If you put a box on the corner, no one's going to pull up and steal it. So there's no street value or diversion of medications. It's just blocking that receptor site and preventing someone from getting back involved with opioids. Now, that's very effective when combined with counseling, which is a requirement. So it gives them the opportunity to gain that clean time and also get the counseling to resolve the issues that are causing their substance use.
So I was just about to ask you, how does counseling help them?
Counseling helps them in many ways. A lot of times there's many reasons people use substances underlying. Maybe there was trauma. Maybe they just were the life of the party and they've done this and now they're dealing with guilt from stealing or, you know, breaking relationships. So it's all about getting over those relationships and issues feeding into the substance use disorder and learning how to live without it.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Do you go into schools to talk to students as well, or do you have like a team that does this?
We do some school education. We have one school that our prevention counselor is in every day, and that's Gaines Alternative School. So those are students that we're put in that school usually for disciplinary reasons. Maybe they had drugs on them at school multiple times or distribution, or it may be something due to, you know, other charges. but that school is a great source for kids who are at risk for substance use. So every student there will actually be able to see our prevention counselor. And that's, we use the evidence-based project success model in the school.
Okay, so let's talk about that success model. But let me ask you this. How receptive are the students to this?
Students, a lot of times, you know, laugh when we say marijuana is harmful or, you know, drugs are bad. Everybody saw TV shows, Family Guy and such. But the most interesting thing, I kind of got cut my teeth in working with these students, is I'd see them in that alternative school setting in the past. And they continue to smoke, you know, outside of school almost every day, and were in total denial of anything being wrong with them. They just thought they were chill and laid back all the time. Eventually, they'd pick up some sort of charge and be placed on something like diversion that requires regular drug tests. So they were forced to stop smoking. You know, the first couple weeks were miserable for them. They hated it. They can't wait for this to get over so they can start smoking again. And as time went on, in about 1 or 2 months, they start to realize, you know, they're repaired the relationships with their family, their grades are got better. I had a lot of students that used to surf and skateboard and kind of stopped doing that because they were, you know, sitting on the couch with their friends. And then they got back into it, and overall, they were feeling happy. So in that first couple of months, there's a lot of denial, and it's a slow process. But on the other side, a lot of students really see the benefits if they are able to go through that.
Tell me about the success model or program.
Project Success was developed by Ellen Morehouse. It's a long-time program for prevention. It's basically prevention educations for substance abuse. Our counselor goes in, and there's about 8 weeks of prevention education. They get an assessment, individual appointments. And that assessment really identifies any other issues they may be having so that they can get counseling or referral elsewhere for those. And really that puts the basis for maybe some of that prevention education that they never got or didn't listen to, and gives them opportunity to have a counselor to talk about any of those issues.
Now, if we double back to what you mentioned earlier about the number of beds that you have at your facility, it's not that many. And it seems like there's probably more people that need help.
Yes. In the month of April, I ran the numbers the other day, and we had 108 people placed on the waiting list for detox, which is a lot of people calling when beds are unavailable. We had 10 detox beds and 6 residential. So the demand is there, and right now if you spend any time over there, all you hear is the phones ringing because people are calling for questions or calling to get a bed. It's very busy.
So they have a desire to stop.
Yes.
Have they ever said where the desire to stop comes from? Because an addiction, you keep feeding it and you keep wanting it, right? It's just this vicious cycle. So have they ever said, where does the desire to stop come from? Is it family? Is it work? Is it, where does it come from?
It can come from a lot of places. Sometimes there's a lot of guilt associated. I mean, in the end, when someone's ready, especially at the point of detox, they're not using for fun anymore. It's to feel normal. So they have to use every day to feel normal. A lot of clients get involved because of the courts, or their family is giving them an ultimatum, either get clean or I'm kicking you out of the house. Or they feel guilty because maybe they've lost their kids or rights or things of that nature, and they've just given up. So the motivation comes from a lot of places, and there's a lot of guilt involved.
The more they use, they build up an even higher tolerance. So they have to find more and more, and they have to find it somewhere.
Yes. You know, we've seen fentanyl and carfentanil out there. And our clients, many of them started on opioid painkillers, you know, a very measured amount. We've seen IV injections go from 14 to 38% of our clients come in are IV users because that intolerance is rising. Now, while we see a lot of overdoses on fentanyl, at the same time, our clients who started with those opiate prescriptions, when they relapse, a lot of times they're actually searching for that higher high because of their tolerance. They don't feel the same.
So what message do you have for someone out there right now? They may be listening. They may be a family member of someone that needs help. What message do you have for them?
Get help as soon as you can, especially if someone's motivated. And try to instigate that motivation in someone to get help. It's really hard being someone with a substance use disorder and feeling like you have nobody, or dealing with a family member when there's a lot of guilt. But if you can show them you love them and care about them, and sometimes that means I'm kicking you out of the house if you don't get treatment. But do the steps and ask a professional if you need to. Call our office or other providers and say, can we come in for a consult to see what to do about the family member? Because you could be the first step in making a difference.
Now, you told me an alarming statistic mm-hmm. about the number of people that died because of this. Tell me again.
In 2017, I'm sorry, more people died of opiate overdose the entire Vietnam War. And the first time in past 2 years, we've actually saw the average life expectancy of United States adults to drop. You may have saw the Surgeon General's announcement the other day about carrying Narcan. The last time the Surgeon General made an announcement related to that, it was to ask women not to drink while pregnant. So the impact or the momentum of the opioid epidemic is really getting people to make changes, but that's not a very common announcement to go out there, so that's pretty impactful.
Wow, and that seems like that probably was a long time ago that,
yes.
that they would make that announcement. Tell me this, do you have any events coming up?
Yes, this is our big time of year for events. This Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd, this Sunday, we have the Flower and Garden Expo at the St. Johns County Agricultural Center. And it's growers, nurseries, and vendors from all over Florida come together to offer a variety of flowering plants and gardening accessories at Epic's Flower and Garden Expo. There's also lectures and a quilt show. And the following weekend, we have my favorite event, the Taste of St. Augustine, at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. That's Sunday, April 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have over 30 of St. Augustine's finest restaurants offering samples of their signature dishes. The event features local bands as well as children's area, and you vote on your favorite food for the People's Choice Award. And right at that same time, we have our Race to the Taste, which is a 5K through Anastasia State Park.
So it sounds like any money raised from these events, they'll go right back to Epic, right?
Yes, these funds raised go to fund all those clients that come, and we serve on a sliding scale. So we receive funding to serve them, but it doesn't necessarily cover all of our costs. So this really allows us to offer that sliding scale. And if you think about those you primarily think of with substance use disorder, a lot of times they've lost everything and they have no means to pay. So this really helps fund that. And it's a lot of fun.
And you get to eat good food. I'm looking at your website now and I see so many things. Salt Life Food Shack, Hong Kong Cafe. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
It's delicious.
So tell everyone your website.
Epic, E-P-I-C, B as in behavioral, H as in healthcare.org, epicbh.org.
Any parting words, anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for having me, and just know that there's agencies and companies out there willing to help people with this epidemic. It's all about getting people in the doors and getting the help they need.
Sounds good. Brandon, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you as well for joining us today on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.